听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8. Rack your brain for creativity. Warming up. Now you will hear a speaker talk about great ideas. Answer the following questions with the information you hear.
Rack your brain for creativity gives you stories about people such as inventors, philosophers, and mathematicians who are finally able to break through the walls in their minds. Who among us, after all, has not suddenly been caught by a flash of insight? Rack your brain for creativity shows that imagination is even more important than knowledge. Becoming more creative means paying attention to that endless flow of ideas you produce and learning to capture and act upon the new that's within you. Apply your creativity and imagination to science or the arts, and you will release your reservoir of inventions and get yourself on the way to becoming the next Albert Einstein or Richard Wagner.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
Rack your brain for creativity and you will solve your problem.
I hope you're right, but it doesn't seem like I'll ever be a great painter.
Question. What is the man having trouble with?
Two.
What are you doing just sitting there daydreaming? You've got work to do.
Before I start anything, I like to rack my brain for creativity first.
Question. What does a woman like to do? Three.
It's a miracle! How did you finally solve the math problem?
The answer just came to me out of a dream.
Question. How did the man solve the problem? Four.
You're a great inventor. How did you get your great ideas?
They usually come to me suddenly when I'm well rested and relaxed.
Question. When does a woman get her great ideas? 5.
Please, tell me how you get ideas for your novels.
Ideas burst into my mind while I'm walking in the park. I don't know how.
Question. When does the man get ideas for his novels?
6.
I just can't think of a good topic for my essay. I don't know what to do.
Try running. Exercise always helps me clear my mind and think of ideas.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do to think of a good essay topic?
7.
When I turned 50, ideas just started flashing in my mind. It was mysterious.
I've heard stories like that. It's really not unusual.
Question. What has the man heard before?
8.
I just came up with an idea for passing this test.
Quick. Write it down. Ideas are fleeting, and it may be our only hope.
Question. Why should the woman write the idea down? 9.
Countless great musicians and artists have created great works for the church.
Do you think that religion gives people the ability to open their creativity?
Question. What does the woman wonder? 10.
Years ago, it was easy for me to create new ideas, but now I have none.
Maybe you should see a psychologist who can help you.
Question. What should the woman do according to the man?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
You better start working. Our boss will come any moment.
I've already seen her, and I'm doing what she told me to do.
She told you to sit around and do nothing?
No, she told me to rack my brain for creativity.
What?
To rack your brain for creativity means that you think hard for a creative answer to a problem. Before I start my work, I want to think of the best idea possible. When it flashes into my mind, I'll begin.
Hey, that's what I was doing last week. But when she saw me doing it, she threatened to fire me.
No, you weren't thinking of ideas. You were just sleeping. There's a big difference.
Oh, what problems are you trying to solve now?
Actually, our boss told me to think of a way to tell lazy employees that they'll lose their jobs if they don't work harder.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Why does the man tell the woman to start working? 2. What did the boss tell the woman to do? 3. When will the woman begin her work? 4. What was the man doing last week? 5. What will the woman do?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Do you think that creative ideas come easily, that they just flash into the mind without hard work? Hardly. Sure, creative ideas come all of a sudden, but the fact remains that those sudden thoughts most often come after a person has worked, studied, and tried several other solutions to whatever question he is trying to answer. Most often, even after he has come up with his creative idea, the person will have to test it and then think more about it. Sometimes this can take decades. If you want to invent a creative idea of your own, you must be active. Learn as much as possible and try out many solutions. After trying out countless other ideas, the perfect, most creative idea will certainly come to you.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. How do creative ideas come? 2. When do creative ideas come? 3. Most often, what will a person do after having a creative idea? 4. What does a speaker say is necessary for having a creative idea? 5. When will the perfect, most creative answer occur to you?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie Independence Day and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Model Dialogues.
Asking for opinions. 1.
Any idea about this plan?
I don't believe it will work very well.
2.
What did you think about Professor Lee's lecture?
Personally, I believe it's the best I've ever heard.
3.
Could I have your comments on this popular motion picture?
I'm inclined to think that it's too violent for children. But I have to admit that I thought the chasing scenes and the martial arts were first class.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling. Task 1. Now you will hear a story and fill in the blanks while listening.
A man is driving down a country road when he spots a farmer standing in the middle of a huge field of grass. He pulls the car over to the side of the road and notices that the farmer is just standing there, doing nothing, looking at nothing. The man gets out of the car, walks all the way down to the farmer, and asks him,
Excuse me, mister, but what are you doing?
The farmer replies,
I'm trying to win a Nobel Prize.
How?
Asks the man, puzzled.
Well, I heard they give the Nobel Prize to people who are outstanding in their field.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
How much dew would a dewdrop drop if a dewdrop could drop dew?
Task 2. Recite the following proverb.
A tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds. A good deed is never lost. He who sows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plants kindness gathers love.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Jimmy Stewart? Is that you? I can't believe it. It's been such a long time.
Hey, Conan. I'm sorry for not replying to your emails. I've been very busy at work.
Yeah, everyone is talking about your big promotion. I thought that I'd get that job. But since I didn't get it, I'm glad that you did. I'm sure you'll be a terrific leader.
Anyone can be a great leader. It just takes improving your skills and learning some important principles. If you learn them, I'm sure that management would promote you too.
I have no delusions about it being so simple, but I'd like to learn anyway.
First off, you should learn how to be strong, but not rude.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me.
Secondly, you should learn to be kind, but not weak.
Sure, I hear this one from my wife all the time. She says that kindness is a certain type of strength and that we should all be kind, especially when we're telling a person the truth.
That's right. We should always tell it like it is, but in a nice way.
Say, why are you looking at your watch? Do you have something important to do?
Sure do. I have a meeting in 5 minutes. But before I leave, let me tell you the last important points of being a great leader. You must be bold, but not a bully. This will build your influence. And finally, you must deal in realities. Just accept life as it is.
Thanks for the advice, Jimmy. Maybe next time management will give me the promotion I want.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What should people do in order to become great leaders? 2. What is the first step to becoming a capable leader? 3. Besides being kind, what should people always do? 4. What should you do if you want to build up your influence? 5. What does Jimmy want to tell Conan?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
All kids are born creative, but when given the choice, many of today's children do not invent fun. Why? Because kids are kept busy. After-school programs, sports teams, and homework keep kids from trouble and boredom. But boredom is often the first step to inventing fun. Spare time is the ground where ideas grow. When kids do have free time, television, video games, and computers give them instant enjoyment. Such entertainment locks kids into someone else's ideas and keeps them away from exploring their own creations. As Joyce Myers has said, a pencil and an imagination can take you anywhere. Schools are under great pressure to prepare kids to test well. Many teachers I talk to wonder how a child will learn to think creatively if there is little time for open-ended problems. Parents as well often focus on final results. We cherish the finished painting over the pages of messy sketches.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the problem with many children today? 2. What is the ground where ideas grow? 3. What provides children with the most enjoyment in their spare time? 4. Why was Joyce Myers mentioned in the passage? 5. What does the speaker think schools and parents should do?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
A 17-year-old boy from the northeastern state of Massachusetts has won the top prize in the Intel Science Talent Search. The competition is the oldest program in the United States that honors science projects of high school students. The Intel Science Talent Search is 63 years old this year. The winners receive a new computer and money for a college education. A record 1,652 students from 46 states entered projects for the competition this year. Their research involved nearly every area of science, including chemistry, medicine, physics, mathematics, engineering, computer science, and social science. 40 students were invited to Washington, D.C. for the final judging. A group of well-known scientists judged them on their research abilities, critical thinking skills, and creativity. The judges also questioned the students about scientific problems before deciding on the winners. The top winner is Herbert Mason Hedberg of North Attleboro, Massachusetts. He received $100,000 for his college education. He developed a faster, more effective method to tell if a person has cancer. He explored a way to separate telomerase, an enzyme found in most cancer cells. His findings have helped advance research into ways of stopping cancer cells from growing. Herbert said he started the project after watching his grandmother struggle against cancer. He plans to be a doctor and continue doing medical research. The second place winner is 17-year-old Boris Alexeyev of Athens, Georgia. He received a $75,000 scholarship. His research in computer science could be used in the study of genetics. The third place winner is 17-year-old Rina Karnick of Aloha, Oregon. She won $50,000 for describing a new way to build microchips used in computers. Andrew Yeager of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center was chairman of the judges for the Intel Science Talent Search this year. He said the competition is an excellent way to discover future leaders in science and technology. Past competition winners have gone on to receive many of the world's highest honors for science and mathematics.